This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The overdose of a Will Inman Road man is being investigated as a death by drug distribution case. The sheriff's office said Jeffrey Edwards, age 61, was reported dead around 3:25 a.m. today after allegedly taking fentanyl. The investigation is ongoing. Madison Street at Clay and Webster in downtown Whiteville was closed much of today while city crews, the DOT, and Duke Energy removed a damaged tree that was pressing on utility lines. Citizen complaints led to the arrest of two alleged drug dealers near Tabor City on Thursday. The sheriff's office said increased patrols were deployed along Swamp Fox Highway after reports of suspected drug activity. A traffic stop netted 23 grams of crack cocaine and two arrests on felony charges. DeMarcus Quantrell Alford and Santana Linnell Great were both jailed on multiple felonies and held under secured bonds. Look for more on this story on our website. Dakota Knight will serve 51 to 83 months in prison for the 2024 death of a Bolton woman. Knight, age 30, struck and killed Michelle Von Segern the day before her birthday and fled the scene. Von Segern was directing traffic on a construction project in Wilmington. Knight had a blood alcohol content of 0.20. That's more than 2.5 times the legal limit when he was arrested after a manhunt. He pled guilty to felony death by motor vehicle Friday in New Hanover County Superior Court. Green Swamp Highway, also known as NC-211, is detoured to Blacksmith Road beginning today. The Department of Transportation is replacing a concrete culvert south of the intersection. Flaggers and detour signs are in place. The detour will be in place through the month of April. Strong onshore winds saved Columbus County from most of Sunday's weather impacts. There were a few downed trees here and there, but no major damage. The entire area saw some strong winds and spotty rain, but nothing like the severe weather from Arkansas and Missouri through western North Carolina. Two people died in western North Carolina after a tree fell on a home. Multiple fatalities were reported after tornadoes tore through the Midwest, but the system lost most of its punch before its arrival here Sunday. Southern Farm Day saw huge crowds Saturday at the Boys and Girls Home Farm. Look for the photo galleries of the event on our website. Sunday's schedule was canceled due to the potential for severe weather. County commissioners tonight will review a plan to regulate campers and RVs used as primary residences. The proposal was tabled at the last meeting when multiple residents spoke out against campers that were being used in illegal trailer parks across the county. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw is going to hold church skate night April 18th from 5:30 until 9:30. Cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under free. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, batting cage, gator golf, and much more. Call 910-646-4111 for more information. Chaffron Church of God is just one of the churches hosting revival services this week. Chaffron COG will be going on through Wednesday. Worship starts at 7 p.m. nightly. Guest speakers include Heath Connor, Buddy Shea, Mike Jacobs, and Joshua Simmons. The church is located at 185 Old Highway 74 Chaffron. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.